This WYXR archive is brought to you by CoBuzz, the high-res streaming service that's independently owned with a focus on human curation. 1 month free at QOBUZ.com/WYXR.
What's up, y'all? I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got an hour of new Memphis music coming your way. Stick around. All right, y'all, it's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. I am so glad you have chosen to spend yours with me. I've got a great show in store for you. I've got some guests joining me in the studio. We're going to be talking about a really cool event that is coming up this weekend, a collaboration. You know I love those. We're going to kick off with some music by one of the bands that's involved, and then we'll come back and do some talking so you can get the scoop on your weekend plans. Here's Optic Sync with Summertime Rain. We'll be back to talk more in just a second. You're listening to it on WYXR. right. That was Optic Sync with Summertime Rain. I am so excited to be joined in the studio right now by some Burks brothers. We got two of them. Are there more than two?
There are. There's a third.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so sorry that we couldn't be the complete trio, but I've got Justin Fox Burks from We Live on the New Madrid and Graham Burks from Infinity Stairs, Loose Opinions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And y'all have some really cool stuff coming up this weekend that we're going to talk about. But first of all, welcome. Thank you. To have you here.
I appreciate you having us on.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with the thing that we're going to come back to over and over again, which is the reason y'all are here, but we just played an Optic Sync song, and we're going to play all sorts of stuff and talk about it. This thing you've got coming on Saturday, Beale Street Saturday night. Tell us about this.
So this is an immersive audio and visual experience. Infinity Stairs will be doing projected graphics all night long. My band, We Live on the New Madrid, will be playing at 9. Optic Sync will be playing at 10. We've got Jenny Davis doing a flute piece, which I heard her do before and damn near brought me to tears. It is absolutely gorgeous and outside of what you would think that a flute could accomplish.
Okay, I love it.
And we've got DJ Kitschy Cat.
So this was not a name I was familiar with. This is DJ Kitschy Cat is new to me.
So that's Courtney. She from Crosstown.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and she'll be spinning in between bands. The whole idea is this: when you walk in at 7, there'll be music playing. The lights will be down. We're gonna have projections going, and you will be in it from the first second. And you may be asking yourself, why are we doing this at A Schwab on Beale Street downtown rather than, you know, some of the places that people normally play? Is that a question you might ask yourself?
Some have asked.
So we wanted to do something in an unusual space. Our music is spooky, a little haunted. We're all a little haunted right now.
Yes.
Given the current state of the world. And so when we sat down with Terry from A Schwab, she said, I hope you don't mind, but this place is haunted. I was like, yes, that's perfect for
us. Girl, we are so thrilled about that.
So we're, you know, our songs are all about ghosts and witches and curses and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, when she said that, we're like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
It looks like an old abandoned church up there on the second floor. They have the Hoodoo Museum.
Yeah.
And then, so we're bringing all of that kind of spooky energy. Think of it like a primer for October and spooky season. We're gonna bring it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was gonna be my next question. Like, will you do this again when it is cool outside and when it is spooky season? I mean, there's much more to spooky season than just being cool. It's just I'm really hot right now, so
yeah,
that's
me
all
too.
I can think about.
Yes. I have been photographing at schools and all of their back to school stuff, and I'm like, why is it not, you know?
No.
Why is it not a high of 70?
Because it's the dead of summer.
Yes.
Turns out August is the worst of it all.
The worst. So, yes, we will be doing, if this is a success. And
do
we
it again.
Can, we would love to do it again. We've sold a lot of tickets. We still have some left. And you can get them by going to our website at welivethenewmadrid.com. And if you need to remember that band name and that website, just remember, We Live on the New Madrid.
There you go. That's it. That's what you have to remember.
Because we do.
Do you know, I was telling somebody, though, about you guys the other day, and they didn't know about the New Madrid. So just in case, if you're listening and you don't know, it's this like major fault line that we live on top of. And I'm sorry to freak you out this Tuesday afternoon. You're just like minding your business.
So that's the whole thing. We're all minding our business, going about our lives. And then there's this thing sort of hanging above all of our heads that, you know,
sitting
has been
below
talked
us.
About. Yeah, there
what
you
were
go.
Were we in like seventh grade when I think when we were at the, I think we were in seventh grade and the earthquake department at the University of Memphis had predicted that it was the big one was
yes.
going to hit Memphis. And I think all of us in like middle school were living with this like doom and gloom
yes.
over our heads.
And
what you definitely want to do is give kids anxiety about right. natural disasters. That
That's
always
right.
goes well.
Things they can't control at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are we
going to
do about it?
No, nothing. We're just going to keep
some bottles of water and put them in
We're going to keep therapists in business for the next 150 years.
Yes,
we're gonna
we are.
Yeah. Okay, Beale Street Saturday Night. If you're just joining us, my guests are Justin Fox-Burks and Graham Burks, and we're talking about Beale Street Saturday Night, which is a really cool event that they're doing with a bunch of collaborators, Optic Sync, Jenny Davis, DJ Kitschy Cat, and of course, We Live on the New Madrid and Infinity Stairs. It's on Saturday. It is starts at 7 p.m. It's at A. Schwab. Okay, so we're going to play some more music, but I do have a question, which is...
All right.
What do you know about the HVAC at A. Schwab? Because the last time I went to an event there on the second floor, I mean, should we be prepared to sweat?
There's a new HVAC system.
Bless up.
There's some new wiring in
That's
there.
That's the best commercial for this event ever.
It's cold in
there.
I go in. So I would say dress in layers.
There you go. That's just practical.
Be prepared. Maybe with 50 to 100 people in the room, it may be a little warmer than I recall recently, but it was nice and cool when we were up there. Plus, we'll have cold beers for sale.
There you
go. We'll have wine. And so, you know, you can drown your sorrows that way.
There you go. No, and what's a great show if you're not, like, a little bit sweaty, honestly? All the best shows I can think of I've ever been to, I was pretty sweaty. So I think it's required.
It does make it memorable.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play We Live on the New Madrid, An Interesting Time for an Afterlife. Tell us about this song. What are we about to hear?
So this borrows from a plethora of different religious traditions, their musical styles. So you're going to hear a little bit of glossolalia come in. Do you know what glossolalia is?
No, I was going to pretend to, but no.
No, it's fine. It's the voice of the angels. So that is the when people speak in tongues, that is the technical name is glossolalia, which is such a fun word to say. And so you'll hear a little of that, and then a little organ music, some bells, and then it kind of breaks down into this bit of a stomp, a hardcore kind of like a breakdown, and then a little bit of ambient. So this song kind of takes you in a lot of directions. And if you need another connection for the people here, Graham here and Infinity Stairs did a video.
Very cool.
With his analog synthesizer for my Christmas / birthday. Which is on the same day, unfortunately.
That's right. You're a Christmas baby.
Christmas baby.
That's
yes.
Right. I know several Christmas babies. Okay. That's awesome. And so if people listen to this song and they want to check out the Infinity Stairs visual, they can Google that, or they can go to welivonthenewmadrid.com.
You know what? That's going to be a one-stop shop. We're going to go welivonthenewmadrid.com. We're going to see videos there. We're going to see you can get your tickets, $25 ahead, 21 and up. It is going to be a grown-up time. We're not going to blow you out of the water too loud. It's going to be all, we're going to get in a zone. And if you've heard anything from Optic Sync's Relentless Metamorphosis album, it's, I just can't wait to hear them play and to sit on one of those pews in that haunted upstairs and just take it all in.
Oh my God, what a vibe. All right, so I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got Justin Fox-Burks and Graham Burks in the house with me. We're talking about Beale Street Saturday Night that's coming up this Saturday at A. Schwab. It is featuring, among other folks, We Live on the New Madrid. And right now we are going to listen to An Interesting Time for an Afterlife. You are hearing it on WYXR.
Thank you.
right. That is we. Hello. That is We Live on the New Patriot, with an interesting time for an afterlife. And I did hear I heard the speaking in tongues there at the end. Who's doing that?
It's something that I pulled from the internet.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
So usually there's a lot of clapping and stuff going on, but this guy...
Carrying on.
This guy had a very isolated microphone, so I chose him. Yeah. As my sample, and it's absolutely perfect.
It sounded like he said fakakta at one point, which I feel, you know, I don't know.
I think he's ordering a Diet Coke at one point.
That was great. If you're just joining us, I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got Justin Fox Brooks and Graham Brooks in the house. We're talking about Beale Street Saturday Night, which is a collaboration. I love a collab. I'm on record as loving a collab. The collab, if you will.
There you go.
And tell me how this came about. Like, where did this idea spawn from? And yeah, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, I will say our marketing is right on, because it is on Saturday night. Although the number of people who ask me if it's on a Friday... I'm not going to call them out. But yes, it's on Saturday night and it's on Beale Street.
Boom.
So what is it? Where is it?
And it's this Saturday.
There we go.
August 22nd.
So the way it came about is Justin Elliott Thompson, the saxophone player extraordinaire that so many people know. He is in Impala and... the Palmer Woodrow Experience, and then also We Live on the New Madrid. He comes to me and says, you know what I would like to do? I would like to play a show, but not at any place that would have us. I want to make this like super fun and maybe a little more difficult than it has to be. And it's true.
All right.
When you're throwing a concert, an event, an immersive experience, as it were, in a place that doesn't normally do this kind of thing, it is a little more work. But you know what they say.
Yeah.
They makes it worth it.
Oh, you're okay. Okay. Deep. That's where we were going. Okay. Got it.
And I have to say, you know, Infinity Stairs, this is sort of our favorite thing to do. This is becoming our specialty. We've gotten to do shows at like Jack Robinson Gallery and the Memphis Print Shop downtown. And so when we go into a space that's not an official club, like, we have every option on the table. And so we just kind of like dream up the craziest way to fill the space, and we'll point projectors into corners and cover the architecture in crazy ways. And when I walked into the attic of Schwab's, I hadn't been there since like a field trip in third grade.
Yeah.
I've been upstairs since then. And it was like exactly like I remembered it, and it was amazing. And so like it is that beautiful blank slate. We're going to have like corner to corner, wall to wall.
It's gonna be the wraparound sunglasses of immersive experiences.
Oh my God!
It's going all the way about 180 degrees around where the audience will be facing, and so I'm really excited to see. I mean, because right now it's an idea. It's still just an idea.
Yeah, until you execute it.
Exactly.
Well, and I want to pause for a second. And for folks who don't know Infinity Stairs, like, we've listed off a lot of band names, but this is a different thing. This is a visual experience. And they may be familiar with your work at like the Botanic Gardens, some other things you've done. The first time I saw your work was at Marcella's show at Marcella Simeon's show at the Crosstown Theater.
Yeah.
In 25.
That's right.
You and a lot of people.
In fact, all three of us were kind of like we were on stage together, because you were emceeing.
I did. I was very pregnant and I did the introduction. Yep. One of my last acts before I went and had a baby. Yeah.
And you got that milestone to remember exactly when it was.
Yeah. No kidding. Stuff that happened when I was pregnant is very easy. Yeah.
And then I have Justin a picture of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin was there taking pictures.
Yep.
And that was an amazing night. Yeah. We partnered with Marcella and Yvonne Bobo, and we built this crazy cylinder that she performed inside of, and we got to do this 360 degree wraparound. And that was like, you know, one of our early sort of successes. I mean, that was like, we had been doing shows, we'd probably done four shows before that, and then we had to pinch myself that we were playing a sold out show at the Crosstown Theater,
and it looked amazing.
And then like, you know, everything kind of grew from there. Somebody saw that and asked us to projection map the Overton Park shell, so we did Arc of Quasar for 2025.
And for the uninitiated, what does it mean to projection map in like the simplest terms?
Okay, well, to cover a space with a projector, but like my favorite thing to do is to to break out of like that rectangular square that we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
You know, that looks like a television or a movie screen, right? And so the Overton Park shell was like an especially big challenge.
Yeah, no kidding.
We had to rent four giant large venue projectors, and the dome is like 60 feet wide by 30 feet tall. And we had just done a planetarium show at the Pink Palace Planetarium. So I was like, okay, well, this is just like a planetarium turned on its side. So
yeah,
that was the approach we took. And Memphis Botanic Garden was at that show and saw it and invited me in for a meeting. And I was like, what do they want? You know, I thought maybe they wanted me to do Live at the Garden or something. And they said, can you help us expand our holiday lighting exhibit?
Very cool.
Thinking, okay, well, Infinity Stairs has done a lot of like, you know, DIY punk shows and underground dance parties, but we have not done like a, you know, a civic institution or a Christmas holiday lighting thing yet. So how do we make, you know, how do we make that cool? What can we do there? And we dreamed up this whole like, you know, this magical village in the North Pole. It was like an Aurora Borealis themed take on the North
Pole.
Love
that. Yeah.
If you missed it last year, do not make the same mistake this year. I mean, he had something called the Nostalgia Machine that looked like a Christmas tree made out of televisions, old tube televisions, and flickering on each one was, you know, scenes from, you know, Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and just the kind of things that just pop up in your mind. That was my favorite. But there's also just this, it takes you out of where you are. It takes you out of your head because you are surrounded by these lights. You're surrounded by all this color. They even produced the soundtrack for it. So you're not only...
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. So you're not only in it, seeing it, you're in it and hearing it.
Well, that's what really makes it immersive is when you're controlling all of that. Because,
right?
yeah, it's the way it matches up is what takes is what's transporting, to Justin's point. Yeah.
And so that was sort of this turning point for us. And now, you know, we're doing like festivals. We do Goner Fest. We're coming back on our second year at Goner Fest, where, again, I get to projection map the Overton Park shell, and then we're doing the stage at Wiseacre. This year, we did Bevo downtown.
We
worked with Chris Reyes. He was sort of my guru in the early days and taught me how to do a lot of this stuff. And now, like, we're down there building out this whole permanent immersive installation with sound and music and video all around you.
Very
on that
cool.
So yeah, it's been a wild ride. I'm doing a lot more of that than playing music these days, but there is that kind of musical tie-in.
Absolutely. Well, it's a creative. So, it's you're flexing a different creative muscle. But,
it's that well of creativity, and then how do you choose to point it?
I love
that Infinity Stairs sounds like a band.
It does.
And that's the thing. I've only ever played in bands, and so when I think about how do I present this, like we present it like a band. It's a two-piece band. Corbin Linebarrier, that plays in General Labor, is in Infinity Stairs with me.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like a two-person band, but we play projectors instead of guitars.
Yeah,
so.
I dig it. And if you're listening to this and all the description you just heard and you're like, that sounds really cool, I want to experience it, well, you can on Saturday night at A. Schwab. It's Beale Street Saturday night. It's We Live on the New Madrid, Optic Sync, Infinity Stairs, and DJ Kitschy Cat and Jenny Davis. And that's everything. Okay, cool. Yay.
Yeah.
And you can learn more and access tickets at weliveonthenewmadrid.com.
So if you are like fascinated by sold out show at Crosstown, by Memphis Botanic Gardens, by all of the Gonerfest and all these people that Infinity Stairs has intersected with to create these fascinating immersive experiences, this is really your chance to see it on a much more intimate scale. We're only selling 100 tickets. So we are well on our way to being sold out. I would love to sell it out because we are paying all of our people. We're paying all of our artists.
We love it.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in it as an independent contractor. You know, there's nothing worse than, you know, hey, will you do this for, what do they say? For exposure.
Exposure.
No, we don't need exposure. What we need is to pay our artists. We need our artists to make a living. And so we're doing our best. So if you ask yourself, why are tickets $25? So we can pay people.
Yes. And also music should be $25 now. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. It's not 1997. Like where the $5 cover is.
I know.
Is long gone. I wish it'd be really cool, but it's not the economy that we're living in. Let's listen to some more music though.
Okay.
And I was going to play this Marcella Simeon remix. So it's Stars, Celestial Energy remix. featuring loose opinions. Tell us about what we're about to hear, Graham.
Well, yeah, last time I was on your show is when I put out that record. I think it was like 2021.
Yeah.
Loose Opinions was my pandemic project. I played all the instruments by myself, and I had a lot of fun with that, formed a live band when we got back to going and seeing live music, and I was out there playing shows. And then sort of the projectors took over. but one of the greatest things to come out of that was getting to collaborate with Marcella. And we put that show at Crosstown together that we just talked about. We did a planetarium show together last year. But when her record was coming out, she reached out to her friends and asked her collaborators for remixes. And so I gave her song Stars the Loose Opinions treatment.
Okay.
It was, she performed at Crosstown the song solo guitar, just her singing and playing guitar inside the cylinder. And so I wanted to kind of transform that into this sort of drippy neo-psych, like full band treatment.
Oh,
so that's what
I
you're
love
hear.
That. Awesome. All right. Well, you're listening to Straight from the Source on WYXR. And my guests today are Graham Burks and Justin Fox Burks. They've got a cool event coming up Saturday night that we've been talking about. And right now you are going to hear Stars, a celestial energy mix from Marcella Simeon and Loose Opinions. You're listening to it on WYXR. What a jam. I wish we could jam out for all 8 minutes and 12 seconds of Holy Ghost by the Barquets. Not on today's show, but hopefully soon. I'm Elizabeth, and this is Straight from the Source. And my guests today are Justin Foxbrooks and Graham Brooks. And I'm so excited to have you guys in the studio talking about your individual projects, We Live on the New Madrid and Infinity Stairs, and the coming together that is happening on Saturday at A. Schwab on Beale Street. Beale Street Saturday night. It's going to be a really cool collaboration. And we were talking a minute ago before we were listening to the music about how this idea came about. And you sort of started telling us the story, Justin, but I'm curious about how Optic Sync got involved.
Sure thing. So Justin Elliott Thompson had said, hey, this would be, we have free will and we should use that free will to do what we want. And so we created this idea together, and he had come up with the idea to ask Jenny Davis, who is an amazing flute player, and her stuff is instrumental. Our music is instrumental. And then we were thinking about who else we could get involved from the band side. And I had been absolutely obsessed with this Relentless Metamorphosis album by Optic Sync. If you are familiar with Optic Sync's other records, they're amazing, but this is something entirely different.
Yeah.
So it's instrumental. It is, the performance is just off the cuff, and it's heartbreaking and beautiful and ethereal. And so I kind of said, what about Optic Sync? Not knowing if they would want to do this project or not, Natalie was like, absolutely, like immediately yes. And I think for a lot of reasons, you know, the haunted upstairs of A. Schwab, the weird place we're playing, but then I think also because her band, Optic Sync, and Infinity Stairs have played a lot of shows together going on. This will be 6.
Yeah, wow.
I think so, something like that. One of the craziest was we went out to Alex Green's Bed and Breakfast in Middle Tennessee and projection mapped the woods in a barn that they played in.
That's really cool.
So that was Big Eyes Festival last year.
And so it was raining.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so my gosh, layers on layers.
Covering projectors with umbrellas and crazy stuff.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, That's really cool. So, again, we are promoting Beale Street Saturday Night. That's happening this Saturday night
this
at A. Schwab. We Live on the NewMadrid.com is where you want to go to find more information. And you may be asking yourself, why were we just listening to a Barquets song? Are the Barquets playing? They are not. But if you listen to my show ever, you know that whenever I have guests, I like to ask them to choose other Memphis songs that they love, that have influenced them, inspired them, that have some sort of connection. And so who picked that song for us?
So it will not surprise you to learn that a drummer, our drummer, Ben Allenbaugh, picked that song. It is, he said, you can really sink your teeth into it, and it kind of makes you make that face, you
yeah.
know? That face. When you listen to it, you cannot...
It's called Stank Face.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Stank Face. In fact, that is what he wrote down in the notes.
Yes. It's a very technical term.
It is. The Stank Face. So you listen to that, you get the Stank Face on, and those drums are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, that Memphis rhythm is the thing
oh, yeah.
that has driven us to play music and to be musicians in this town full of... I'm going to be honest. We are people who inspire others more than we have commercial success. That's just Memphis's lot in life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'll take that. I'll take it any day over, you know, a brief commercial success. I mean, you have so many.
I mean, it would be chill if everybody could, like, pay their electric bill. But also, yes. Yes.
That would be great.
That would be cool.
It changes people, though.
Yes.
We're scrapping.
It does.
We're just pulling ourselves through it and just keep making this amazing music that then, in turn, you know, it influences people from around the world. I mean, I'm thinking about Big Star right
now.
Well,
I was going to say, I don't know if you did this on purpose, but it's a perfect segue into our next song, which is a Big Star song. So you picked this one, right, Justin?
I did. And I think this is sort of the Rosetta Stone for me, coming from 60s and 70s rock into alternative and indie rock. And it just, you can hear so many things in the song that then are turned around by incredible bands all over the world. There's just little bits of bleeps and bloops happening in the studio. I'm not sure they're tuned to any 440. They're in there and they're making music that feels more like an expression of their emotions than a chorus verse chorus bridge out song. And and to me, I think that's important. So the deeper I get into music, the less figurative I think about it. So it's more about the expression, and this song really does that.
And this song is, because I don't think you've said the name.
That's right. Well, you know, we'll keep them guessing.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear some Big Star right now, selected for your listening pleasure by Justin Foxworth.
It's called Kangaroo.
There we go.
Yeah.
Kangaroo.
It's two words.
Yeah.
It was listed two different ways, but, my dog's named Rue, so this goes out to
Rue. Rue, this one's for you. We're hearing it on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Saw you. can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember?
Miss Ann Peebles, the one and only, doing I Can't Stand the Rain. I am Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I'm in here with Justin Fox Burks and Graham Burks today. Let's talk about, okay, so we heard Ann. We also heard Kangaroo by Big Star. These are some of y'all's picks that you've brought in. Talk to me about who picked Ann Peebles.
Sure thing. Natalie from Optic Sync picked that song, and just to bring it back to the beginning where we started.
A full circle moment. We love it.
A full circle moment. Their song, Summer Rain, was very much inspired by this song. The production of the song, that rain sound, they remade that sound with the synth.
Yeah.
And so they were very much going for an electronic version of that rain sound with the repeating synthesizer throughout the song. So not only were they inspired by the song spiritually, but a very specific sound that they use in Summer Rain, what just kind of lifted from there. And that's what we artists do, you know?
I love it.
We see it, we hear it, we're like, that's cool, I'm going to make my own version of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's really cool. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about a really cool event that's coming up on Saturday night that
Saturday
you don't want to miss. Beale Street Saturday Night is happening at A. Schwab. And I will say, you were talking earlier about how this is for grown-ups, and I did know because it starts at 7.
Right.
It starts at 7.
This is a music trend in Memphis that I can get behind.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm digging the early shows. Yes.
I love it. First of all, I do have small children. I am happier than anything to get a babysitter. No worries there. But, like, they wake up at 6:15 in the morning. They didn't get the memo that we're trying to sleep in. So
that's right.
7 p.m. show, we
so
appreciate
you bring
it.
Them, yeah, you bring them out. You keep them up, and then they sleep in.
Oh, see, no, I'm going to leave them at home.
Oh, okay. That's bad advice.
All the time.
You can tell I don't have kids.
Right. What I'm saying is mommy needs to sleep. Like, yeah. I cannot go
it's
to the 10 p.m. show,
right?
And yes. I can't do that anymore.
Well, we're going to be cleared out by 11 o'clock. That is 11
that's
o'clock.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're hard out. So 7 to 11, that's our show time. We're going to have, it's going to be stacked from 7 p.m. until probably about 10:45 when Optic Sync wraps up, and then we're going to show you the door.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. And if you just like want to see some more live music, there's great stuff going on at DKDC and at the High Tone. We love those folks. So you can leave and then go see a whole other thing.
Love that. A doubleheader, if
or,
you will.
Like you and me, or probably go just go to sleep.
To bed. Have a healthy snack and go to bed. So, okay, last question for you both. Like, if someone's listening to us have this conversation and they're not familiar with any of these bands, which if they listen to my show, they are, even if they don't know it. But but they're not familiar, and they're not familiar with Infinity Stairs. Like, who is this for? Who is this event for on Saturday night?
This is for anybody who wants a new and unique experience, because this is not just going to see a band. This is not just going to see a movie or to see a work of art. This is all of those things wrapped into one. So when we say an immersive experience, we're talking about, we're going to be in your ears. We're going to be in your eyes. We're going to be in your head.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be in your soul. It is, you know, the ghost might pass through you. And,
oh my God.
And maybe you'll be speaking in tongues. Who knows? You know, but, you know, the place feels like an abandoned church in the middle of the country. There are even pews. It is so amazing. So just short answer is, really anyone who wants an interesting, good time that they will talk about afterwards. They'll tell their friends. Yeah.
I love it.
I had to think, like, okay, we're talking about, like, what's the demographic here? And I think Goner does a really good job of casting a very wide umbrella these days.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, they book bands like Optic Sync, and they're booking us. And then, you know, my brother Justin's band has, like, the bass player of the Grifters in it. And the saxophone player from Impala. So I feel like, you know, the people that are hip to what Goner is serving up will really enjoy the lineup that night.
Okay.
That does. Can I say this?
You can.
I really am beside myself that I get to play with people who are essentially people that I admire so much. I mean, it's really incredible to me. I've probably seen the Impala and the Grifters more than any bands on earth. They were the soundtrack to my 20s. And then here we are, fast forward 2026, and we're making music together. We're buddies, and I love that we have that history, and I love that we're making something new and something that people haven't heard before with people that that they're familiar with their music. So, you know, I'm a little bit of a fan as well as a friend and a collaborator. So, you know, it really, it's
I think that's
like
the
I
best seat to be in.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I love it. All right, well, we are going to wrap up with one last song from We Live on the New Madrid. We're going to hear Sounds Like a Ghost Story. You want to set this one up for us, Justin?
Sure thing. Alex Green is playing the theremin on this. We, Justin and I showed up at his house and we're like, hey, can you put a theremin on this? And he's like, sure. And so, had not heard the song. We just put it on, and he did what Alex Green does, which is amazing. And he, when I played in the mix, he goes, turn it up, keep turning it up. And so, yeah, it's right there. And, it, you know, the song already sounded like a ghost story, but with that theremin, it really, really comes across. And just for those, if you're just tuning in, tickets for 822 are at welivonthenewmadrid.com. And you can find our link there. You can watch our videos there. You will see everything you need to see to get your tickets. $25 a piece, 21 and up. You're not going to want to miss it.
Beale Street Saturday night. All right, Graham, Justin, thank y'all so much for being here with me. This was a ton of fun. And I'm going to hit the road after this one. Liv is going to be in the house. The Crooked Beat is up next. I hope you'll stick around. Here's Sounds Like a Ghost Story from We Live on the New Madrid. You're listening to it on WYXR.